With Montana News, I'm Ellis Julin. Every year, pumpkins of all shapes, sizes, and colors, along with arrays of decorative squash, adorn our homes to welcome fall. But as the seasons shift again, many of those gourds are thrown away and left to rot in landfills. I set out to figure out what else can be done with pumpkins when they leave the porch. I'm sitting down with Austin Amestoy to talk about what I learned. Hey, Austin.
Hey, Ellis. Okay, so first question, do you have any pumpkins left on your porch?
You know, I don't. I have a friendly neighborhood yard bear, or I guess not so friendly if you're a pumpkin. So I did not have pumpkins on my porch this year, but I do still have quite a few on my table and my fireplace mantle that I'll be whipping up into some other delicious recipes this weekend.
Do we have any idea just how many really are thrown away in terms of, like, amount nationally, I suppose?
Yeah, that's a great question, Austin. And it turns out that about 2 billion pounds of pumpkins are grown in the United States every year. And the majority of those end up in the landfill once the holidays are over.
Wow, yeah. I mean, billions on the national level. What about more locally in Montana? Do we have any idea what that number looks like in a community?
Yeah, you know, it's a hard number to quantify because I think your pumpkin purchasing varies from one year to the next. But there's a local composting company here in Missoula that does a big event to try and divert pumpkins from the landfill. And last year, they were able to collect about 6,000 pounds of pumpkins.
Wow.
Just here in the Missoula area. And that diverts about 23,000 pounds of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. Because when trash goes into the landfill, it's built up on different layers of things. It's not the kind of environment where something like a pumpkin's able to decompose as it naturally would. So it releases a lot of planet-warming emissions and has a really big environmental impact.
So you mentioned an organization just then that can help people divert their pumpkins from the landfill. What are some options for folks who don't want to just throw the gourd away?
So Soil Cycle, that company in Missoula, like I mentioned, is collecting pumpkins again. There's also similar compost companies in Bozeman that are doing that sort of a thing. But some of the other things you can do are actually eating pumpkins. They're not really the kind of pumpkins that we would think of that make up a pie, the kinds that we like to carve, but they work really well in all sorts of other recipes. I've had luck feeding them to my husband in breads and soups and feeding them to my dogs in dog treats. So don't feed your yard bears, feed your dogs pumpkin.
Great. You can eat them. You can make recipes for your dogs. You can compost them. What do organizations like Soil Cycle do with those pumpkins after they collect them?
They actually gather up all those pumpkins and drop them off at a local farm where they are devoured by a variety of farm animals.
Any chance we might hear some farm animal sounds in a follow-up story here in a while, Ellis?
Stay tuned for my next iteration in the Path of the Pumpkin story, where I will be attending that drop-off event and watching a variety of animals feast on pumpkins.
Well, we'll look forward to it, Ellis. Thanks for sharing some reporting with us.
Thanks, Austin.
You're listening to All Things Considered on Montana Public Radio.